Ve'el shmois b'nei Yisrael haboyim mitzrayimu. Beis Yaakov Yishu Beis Obo. So, the Medrash Rabbah, on page 7, says, haboyim mitzrayimu v'chi hayom boyim. Joseph died, as the Medrash Mevor writes, Israel, they came already a long time ago. Hello? Yomim rabim hayu lahem shabol Mitzrayim. El kol zman she Yosef hayakayam lo haya lahem masoi shel Mitzrayim. But as long as Yosef was alive, as he writes the Medrash Mevor, the full Sheba didn't set in yet. Meis Yosef nosnu aleihem masui, but once Yosef died, then they had him, the full shibud. V'yachsiv habayim ki ilu yom nichnasu l'Mitzrayim. So the habayim ki ilu, they're coming right now, which we'll see. The Shem Shmuel will speak about this idea of hischatshus, that if a person has hischatshus, so every day is like he's starting today. That's the sort of a boy. Every day is like he came fresh, he started anew. And so we have the pasuk here on page 2. Vayokam melachodash al Mitzrayim shal yoydas Yosef. So it's a melech chodesh. Rashi has two opinions: chalom a chodesh mamish, chalom a shitzchashu gzeirosa. Also his chashus. So what's the yisod of all these ideas of his chashus? So, if you look in the Shem Shmuel here on page 16, so he quotes that Medrash Rabbah, Haboy Mitzrayma. Page 16 on the left. Vze yuvnu divrei medrash haboyim mitzrayma, chi hayom boyim, halo yomim rabim, hayu lahem shabol mitzrayim. El kol zman she Yosef hayakayim, lo yelahem masri shal mitzrim. Meis Yosef nosu lehem masri, lefi chesiv haboyim. And the midas haboyim mishamesh of loshon hoven, shu mora, haboyim, haboyim, not haboyim, haboyim. Kama she perish Rashi's, the word Ba'im means you're coming now. Well, that's what the Medrash is asking, but they didn't just come now. So what's the answer? The answer is that there was hischatshus. Then Yosef, he says, two lines of Ba'am, Chosash is Yosef Chai, Yosef Hechnis Bahem Chias Vizchatshus. Lavod is Avodah B'chias. Ki Hayom Bo'ol Galus. But Yosef gave them that Koyach of Hischatshus. He knew every day is a new day. So they didn't feel, they felt a freshness. They didn't feel the COVID Avodah. Because every time that Yosef was alive, every day started off with a new invigoration. Because the Shibud of Mitzrayim is, you feel like, again and again and again, you, it's too much already. But if you have a Koyach Hischatshus, oh, today's a new day, a fresh day, and you don't feel the Koyach HaShibud. That's the idea of Hischatshus. And he says the same thing with Shabbos. Beginning zeh he who Shabbos, ki Shabbos he geula. Kama milmolei mishami Yisrael shtei Shabbosos kilchosum miyad nigolim. Hatav Yishlomer dechol agolosim mashalochu musaolu musachias. But Golos is because musaolu took the chias from us. With Shabbos we go back to the original source, which is the Bekor of Achis. So that gave us what? An invigoration. Shabbos gives us an invigoration every week for the new week. But the Yisod is like this. Take a look. He quotes a medrash. The pasuk in Hosea, on page 3. Mashem bagodu, ki borim zorim yolodu. Ata yochleim chodesh eschapkeim. So that's the pasuk, and that, on that pasuk it says Lametcha Shemes Yosef Echeru Bris Mila. That when Yosef died, they were made for the Bris Mila, and then things started to be bad, and then there was a Melech Chadash. So what's the idea? And then there's another pasuk. In Esther, Bayamim Haim Gishavis Amel HaChashverosh, etc. And the pasuk in Nehemiah on page 14, Bayamim Haim Ma'isi Bihuda Dorchim Gitos B'Shabbos. That they were Michal Shabbos. They had their vineyards open on Shabbos. So what's the Yisod? He said it like this. Yosef represents Chias. When Yosef was alive, everything was fresh. Everything was, they didn't feel the Shibud. He gave them the Koyach of Haboim. Everything's fresh. And Shabbos gives that Koyach as well. And that's where the Koyach HaChiddush comes from, Shabbos. But if you Mechal Shabbos, you forfeit that Koyach HaChiddush. Because Shabbos reinvigorates us. So what happens when we mechal Shabbos and we lose the Koyach HaChiddush? Then the Goyim pick it up. If we don't act on it, they usurp it from us. So that's what the pasuk says, Hayomim Ahem, Risi Bihuda Dorchim Gitos B'Shabbos. Haydu D'Shabbos Hu Menucha V'Oneg. Machval Chil HaShabbosok Lachu Omas HaOlam HaMnucha V'Oneg B'Yisrael. And that's the idea. When Yosef, Yisrael has the Koyach of his Chadshus, but if we act upon it, then we keep it. And our main way is being Shomer Shabbos. But if we don't have that, we don't have the Shmir Shabbos, then we lose that Koyach. So that's the, and then they get the Koyach of his Kachos. Paro gets it. And he says, that's Pshat in Tachas HaShalobarz HaShem HaKach HaMesimcha V'Tub Lev HaVirom Kol. This is on the second column of page 1. It's page 16. The Milas Tachas Ein Perusha. Tachas doesn't mean like people say, but the whole Golus came because we weren't Pesimcha. It's hard to say that. There were a lot of Averis. Al Golus Yish Tom and Rabin, says the Shem Yishmuel. Al HaPerishu, the Ezekochus Misbrot, Chaskabim. He says, Tachas Shavarta means that we had many averis, but what was the reason that the Umus Olam were able to triumph over us? Is because we didn't have the Koyach Achias, so the Koyach HaSimcha. Because, and if we don't have it, then they get it. And if you have the Koyach HaSimcha, the Koyach HaSchachos, then you'll be successful. So, Sefer Shmos starts off with Yosef, telling about Yosef. King Yosef is still alive, even though he died in Vayechi, but they're rehashing. And then it says, Vayamas, Yosef Cholachov. And that was the point that Koyach they lost. So if they lose it, what happens? By Yochab Melachadash. Then the Goyim get that Koyach HaChidosh. If we don't have it. And if a person is Shomer Shabbos, he gets that Koyach HaChidosh, because Shabbos is the day of invigoration. If we lose it, and like the Pasuk says, the Medorchei Anovim B'Shabbos, so what is it? Yochleim Chodesh Es Chalkeim. Meaning the Goyim, they'll take that Chalak from us. They'll take the Chalak of Chiddush. But as long as we keep on to the Koyach HaChiddush, then we keep it. But once Yosef died, they didn't have the Koyach HaChiddush, then they get the Koyach HaChiddush. And what's that? Layokam Malachodash Al Mitzrayim. Shalom Yodas Yosef. And that's the yisod of Losai in life. That Torah, or anything we do, has to have a freshness to it. A chiyas to it. Like every day you come to shiur, a new packet, a new thing, you know, a new chiyas, a new thing, a freshness. That's our ultimate strength. And that's what the Gemara says in Kedushin on page 10. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Yitzo shal odem mischadeh shalom b'chol yom. Right? The Yetzirah is mischadesh b'chol yom. The Omega was broken yocholo. So what do you do? So the verse says, Tana reish well, he potem b'chol menuvel zeh. Menuvel is the Yetzirah. If the menuvel bumps into you, what should you do? Mashcheyu l'beis ha-medrash. Mashcheyu l'beis ha-medrash. Because what? As the Samarim is going to say, that that's going to be the Koyach HaChiddush. Because, take a look on page 19, the Leibar and Pirkei Avos. He's Barba Dizim of Sechus Kedushim. Yitzhu Shal Odom is Chadesh Shalom B'chol Yom. The Molech of Shmurka Ozo Lo Yochalo. And then he says, Amma, Yisra, Gemara, Amma, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Baris, Barasi, Yitzhara, Barasi, Lo Torah, Tavlin. Yim Atem Oski, B'Torah, Ein Atem, Yitzhara, B'Yodo. What's the pshat? Shem Kof Zeh Shem Reis O Maschat Shem Chidush Torah Heim Zochem Maschab Al Yisara. There was Yisara has the Koyach HaChiddush. But if we're Maschadish B'Divrei Torah, then we get the Koyach HaChiddush and the Yisara falls aside. So that's our choice. If we can use the Koyach HaChiddush, then they won't have it. And if we don't have it, they'll get it. And that's Yosef died, we lost the Koyach HaChiddush, so then they get it. Yochab Melech Chodesh. They get the Melech Chodesh is the Koyach HaChiddush. And the Yetzirah is Mischadish B'chol Yom. So what do you do with the Yetzirah? You go to the Beis Medrash. You Mischadish Divrei Torah. As I always say from the Keser Rosh, Rosh Tiktin, Talmud of Rav Chaim Lajna, he says Rav Chaim Lajna, the Gra, the Chidush Torah means every day you learn something and it becomes, or something you learned already, we get more clarity, that's Chiddush HaTorah. So every day you have to have a start, you come, it's another day, with a Koyach HaChiddush. And that's what the Mishnah says in Brachas, in Makkos. Ratzach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakos is Yisrael. What does Zakos mean? Zakos means Nitzochon. Page 20. Like Lo Zochisi Shetel Ber Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. So the Bartanura says Lo Nitzachti. I wasn't able to to win the debate whether you should say Yitzias Mitzrayim Beleilos. But he's saying a different pshat. Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zak Yisrael, he wants us to win in the Melchamta Kenegin the Yetzirah. So therefore, Hir Balehem Torah Mitzvos. What does it mean, Hir Balehem? There's a famous Chasim Sofer, we'll see inside. Hir Balehem means he gave us the koyach to be Marbe Torah. The koyach of what? Chidushay Torah. And remember, once we get the koyach of Chidushay Torah, so then we have the koyach HaKiddush. So then what? That's it. Then they don't have anything. So that's Rosh Hashanah, who says the Chasim Sofer. Take a look in the drashas in the Chasim Sofer, page 21. Rosh Hashanah is Zachas Yisrael. He's talking about the Moshe Riboy. Then Higdil. What's the difference between Yadgil Torah V'Yadir and well? The Torah is relatively small. Is it small? But he gives us the Hir Balehem. He gives us the koyach hachidish lahabes haTorah ulchadish ba. So he says that's what it means that Hir Balehem Torah Mitzvos. It's Ma'atakamas, Gadol Be'emes, sure, but it's Gadol, meaning it's bigger because since we can be Marbe the Torah, then it's much bigger than what the words say themselves, because the words are limited. But it's big because what? Hir Balehem. That we can be marma, each pasuk, each word, we can be chadish, tremendous chidushim from one word. So that's the koyach hachidush. So that's the idea of Osei. Avodas Hashem, every day, has to have that koyach. When you daven, you have to have different kavanah, more kavanah. When you learn, you're understanding it better than you understood it. When you're learning something new that you didn't know before. And whenever you have the koyach hachidush, that's our strength. And then the goyim won't get it, the Yetzer Hara won't get it. But if we forfeit it, we forfeit the koyach hachidush, then the mitzvah will get it. Vayakom mel chadash. Then the Yetzer Hara gets it. Asher, So the biggest and the koyach hachidush again, as the Kesser Rosh says, anytime you understand something better than you understood it the day before, that's the koyach hachidush. Either you learn something new or something old that you understand even better. That's the koyach hachidush. But that's how the Sefer B'Shmos. Eilu Shmos of Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim. Means we started off with the koyach hachidush, like every day kiilu we came. But then, Vayomas, then Yosef dies, and we lost that koyach hachidush. And then Vayokam melachadush, and they got the koyach hachidush. And that's what the pasuk says in Hosea. Hashem bagadu kiborim zorim yolodu ata yochleim. We lost that koyach hachidush because we were boigeid b'Hashem. So we lost the koyach hachidush. And whenever we mechal Shabbos, Shabbos is the tremendous koyach hachidush. So that's what the pasuk says. Bayevi Hashem Zemel Chisei Malchusov. That is referring to what? The Medrash says is referring to the pasuk in the Chemia by Yomi Mahim. Is the pasuk in Ra'isi Yehuda Dorchim Gitos B'Shabbos. So So then what happens? That they get it. They get the Koach HaChidush. And then they get the strength. Nu yom kedeg yom da yom hem is yehud khayt ze vo khotaym shabbat dikun ve shez un khab yakhzir shab btshuva because these were the averis but yom hem ha umra khab shreir shez ze med rab robes ve yom hem in the khamya a khayr shabbat ve khayr shasar zu vol yisrael kedeg khayt ze in other words the whole sara of purim came because by Yomim Mahem in Bigilus Esther is a remez to the pasuk in the Chemia by Yomim Mahem that they used to what? They used to work on Shabbos and press the grapes on Shabbos. So by Yomim Mahem, Kishavas HaMelech, and now what happened? We Mechal Shabbos, and now Achashverosh and Haman get the power over us. So that by Yomim Mahem of Esther says the Shem Shmuel, and the by Yomim of Nechemia is this. The Medrash is saying Mahim Mahim or whatever, but the same idea is Merames to our why the whole Gezeirah of Purim happened is because we were Dorche Gitos B'Shabbos. So we Mechal Shabbos, we lose our Koach HaChidush, so then they can make new Gezeirahs on us, just like in Shmos, so too in Megillas Esther. They can make new desires. But if we keep the Koach HaChidush, they have nothing. And then we beat Haman, we beat Achashverosh, we beat Paro. But if we Mechal Shabbos, we lose the Koach HaChidush, then they have all the Koach. Then Vayokom Melechadosh on Mitzrayim, and Shaliyah Dos Yosef. And all the desires of Achashverosh, Haman, all come about. And then the Eitz Sahara starts up. It's Mechadish. But if we're being Mechadish Torah, so therefore, Rosh HaKadosh Zachos Yisrael, the Chasam Sofer says based on the Baal Kedua, Zachos means to win, to have the Koach HaNitzachon. How does it come about? Ficha Himal Ham Torah Mitzvos, through the Koach HaChidush of being Marba Torah. And that's the Yisod of the Shem Yishmur. That's what he's saying. So that Koach HaChidush, nothing can stand in front of us. But we lose that, then they get it, and then that invigorates. And that's the Yisod. Realize how much invigoration you get from Shabbos. That's why you should keep a long Shabbos. Because what's the rush? That's what Chavetz Chaim said. The Shabbos, the Zohar says, that kol brachos v'le'elu tosu b'yom ha'shvi talya, that all the bracha for the future week comes about from what? From the previous Shabbos. Let me tell you the story. I'll tell you one story real close. This is the story. A Satmar Rebbe was in a certain place, and Eisman has it in the same room, and he was leaving the town. And they said, Rebbe, you're leaving the town now, so who are you going to get a bracha from if you're not going to be here? Who are you not going to be here? So he said, you know what you do? You want to get a bracha? I won't be here. Go to shul in the morning. And you see somebody who's putting on tefillin, and when he's taking off his sleeve, you see numbers on his arm. He's the one you should go to get a bracha from. Because a person like that who went through what he went through, and he's still from, he's still putting on tefillin, get a bracha from him. So I knew a man in the community in Brooklyn who had numbers on his arm. And every Motzai Shabbos, I would go to him to get a bracha for the week. Because I know the Satmar Rebbe says he had Koach HaBracha. And then it was the Shabbos of my Ofrof. And I was looking forward to that Shabbos to get a bracha from him. And sure enough, I come to Shul Motzai Shabbos, the man's not there. So I said, this Shabbos is, you know, and I said, the bracha of Shabbos gives you the bracha for the coming week. And I was getting married that Monday night. So I said, I have to go to his house. So somebody drove me to his house. Scheinberg was there that Shabbos. I got from him most of the Shabbos, but I wanted to get from this man. So he drove me to his house. And for some reason, he wasn't able to come. He wasn't up to coming to shul. But I made sure to get that bracha. So Shabbos is the time of brachas, mekor ha-bracha, because it's a mekor ha-hiskachos. So come back to the shoresh. And Be'ez Hashem, keeping the hiskachos in our avoda, will give us simcha, will invigorate us, keeping a long Shabbos. It should be a burden. Shabbos is a generator of hiskachos. So you would want, the longer the Shabbos is, the more bracha you're getting for the next week. So why would anyone want to shorten the Shabbos, right? If you know that this day is a generator, you wouldn't want to end Shabbos. You wouldn't want to end Shabbos. You'd want at least 16.1. At least 16. Yeah. Yeah, right. So Be'ez Hashem, this is the Yisod of Eilu Hashmos HaAboim. It's rhymed with the Koyach HaChiddush. With Koyach HaChiddush, we should have Koyach HaNitzachon on the Umas HaOlam, on the Yisahara, and that's the pasuk that Shem Shmuel says. Zul that we said is in the Shem Shmuel. Tachas Hashem Adz. Tachas doesn't mean this is the reason. The reason why we deserve because of avedus that we did, but we still would have had that koyach if we would have the koyach hanitzachon. Even if we did avedus, if we would have barov tuv, besimcha barov kol, but we didn't do that. So therefore, then they got it, and then we defeated. But once you have the koyach hanitzachon simcha, even if you did something wrong, you'll still have that koyach. So Be'ez Hashem, we should continue and understand the Koyach HaHiskachos of Malasa of everyone in their lives, toch learning Torah, Avodas Hashem, and Shmir Shabbos, to as long as we can, should bring the bracha for the week to come.